It's Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A few years back, the World Health Organization estimated that every day humanity's weight in sewage was being dumped into the world's water supply. That is an alarming stat, but it illustrates just how much sewage there is out there and how in the coming years we'll need to get better at what we do with our water. Here's a good stat. We're getting better at using membrane and filtration technology to actually turn sewage into potable water. A story in today's issue of Bloomberg Business Week looks into this. It was written by Amanda Little. Amanda, how does this process start?
It starts out as a stream of raw sewage, and it's very hard to believe when you see and smell this kind of toxic muck that it can end up as pure, delicious drinking water, but in fact, it does.
How big of a deal is this? I mean, we're talking about large-scale technological leverage here, and certainly they impact large populations, but how big of a deal is this?
Well, it's a really big deal, actually. I spoke with Tim Quinn, who's the executive director of the Association of California Water Agencies, and he said this is recycled wastewater or toilet tap, whatever you want to call it, will probably be the single largest source of water for California over the next quarter century. Virtually all the water that goes into Southern California is imported from the northern part of the state and from the Colorado River. That's getting more and more expensive and less reliable. But it's not just there. It's, you know, that one facility was is in Orange County outside of L.A. San Diego has now pledged to produce a third of its water from recycled sewage by 2035. So it is, you know, a real thing.
Do you come away from this story feeling optimistic about the future of drinkable water, not just here, but in places where it might not be easy to build a massive facility to do this kind of thing and manufacture technologically complex membranes?
I have to say that I do. I mean, I've been looking at a lot of different aspects of water tech. I have looked at smart water networks in Israel. I have, you know, been inside planes doing cloud seeding in India. This story was about, you know, obviously the conversion of raw sewage to water. And all of it is, you know, just enormous amount of investment in drought-proof water supplies, right? How are we going to guarantee that we can get water to vulnerable areas of the world, water that's necessary for food production and just, you know, household use? This is the Rolls-Royce of municipal water. It's distilled quality water. It's better than the stuff that I get from my tap in Nashville, Tennessee, and traditionally water is treated with chemicals. But this stuff is really high quality.
You drank it, right?
I drank it, and I poured a second cup, and it was good stuff.
Amazing. Amanda Little, she contributes to Bloomberg Business Week. Amanda, thanks for talking about nature's thirst quencher with me.
Happy to do it. Thanks.
It's Friday, and thus time for a tally. Adam Klein is chief strategist at the organization American Underground, which runs co-working spaces and tech events for startups in Durham, North Carolina. Adam, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news?
I am, Ben. I'm going to do my best.
All right. That's all we ask. 5 million people.
5 million people. Oh, man. You've stumped me. I'm not sure.
5 million is actually the number of adults who had their personal information compromised as the result of this hacking of the company VTech this week. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, so my number is 57,000.
57,000 what?
Tickets.
Oh, 57,000 tickets to the Star Wars movie were sold at area North Carolina theaters? I don't know.
Close. You were in the right genre with entertainment. That's 57,000 tickets that Adele's European tour sold through the website Songkick in just one morning. And the thing that's interesting about it is all those tickets were straight to fans. The idea with Songkick is to cut out the middleman.
That's a pretty good number.
It is pretty sizable. I think probably a number that's endearing her to her fans if they're not having to pay quite the same markup to a middleman.
All right. I got another number for you, $34.2 billion.
Oh, man. So that sounds really close to Yahoo's valuation and a little below the Facebook stock number that Zuckerberg is giving away, but I don't think I know that exact one.
$34.2 billion is actually the amount of money Americans are expected to spend on technology this holiday season. That's according to the Consumer Technology Association, which is, of course, the trade group behind the upcoming CES.
Wow, that's a sizable number. I'm sure the tech retailers are excited about that. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. This number is $2 billion.
You're from North Carolina. You guys have got a nice hub of tech companies down there. But I'm going to guess, I don't know, the valuation of a certain number of startups down there or a particular startup down there?
I'm impressed. $2 billion is the amount of exits we've seen in Durham, North Carolina in just the past 2 years. So we've had 7 exits in 2 years, totaling $2 billion. And the cool thing is this has happened within a 3-block radius of our downtown. So a lot of firepower coming out of the Southeast.
Wow. Very cool. Adam Klein, he's chief strategist at American Underground, an organization that works with startups in North Carolina. Adam, thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks, Ben. Great to be with you.
And remember recently when Facebook gave celebrities the ability to broadcast live photos and videos? Well, this week, the company has opened up that feature to us regulars, at least on iOS devices. This should get interesting. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.